Like a bee with a buzz, with a twist, like a top, with a sweep, with a lunge, with a loud, then stops, right there, hovering, covering, defending a ground that is flower, that is food, that is air. His beak is a lance, his wings are a shout, beware of me, hummingbird! All of an ounce of anger charges headlong, chases everyone away, even the females of his kind. Sometimes, in a rage, he will drive her down to the dust and leave her spent and fluttering. Aerodynamics sets the only limit. His right has no respite, has no bounds. Darts and dives and chitters. Intolerance is his nature. His nature in a crowd, never calm. Herons and egrets with great piercing bills. Falcons with talons that crush, the terrible saw-toothed beaks of seabirds, the raking feet and spurs of the great birds of the ground. All of them strive against their own, but almost always at a distance. They pretend. No drama of no touch, Balinese shadow play. And when the curtain falls, all grievances are over and done with. For hummingbird, the size of a leaf, the density of a folded pocket handkerchief, the stage is a world, and the world is war. Blackchin puffs up the tiny feathers that give him his name into electric purple defiance. Broadbill, all sapphire and emerald brilliant, even his body glares. Broadtail, so fierce, brings up the rear, 3 grams, no fear. Only magnificent hummingbird ignores the worrying by all these others, by weight and size and the rumbling spread of his wings, his starlight turquoise throat glittering in the leafy morning light. He alone owns peace. So there it is. Size matters. I am reminded of that barroom adage, a barroom adage on the wing. Big guy knock you down, but little guy will cut you.